Sawadee Cup, guys. Hopefully your week is off to a great start and you had an amazing weekend. So this past weekend I had my ran my first ever Sedona hiking group up there, and so a little back history and stuff. And down in Phoenix here earlier this year, pre-corona world, and last year and stuff, I ran some small hiking groups in the mountains down here in the city. And my goal was to kind of do one up in Sedona and stuff, just because it's just so beautiful and energetic and so forth up there. And visually it's just very stunning. And but aside from the visual component of Sedona, one of the other reasons why I want to run my my groups up there, is also to the fact that I want to get people away from their home base. And what I mean by that is, people that live down in the city, Phoenix, Tempe, the surrounding areas, or whatever, if you go hiking down here, hiking group, or whatever you're doing, a lot of times people are still attached to what they need to do down here. They may want to go out hiking, but it's like, oh, we got football, we've got church, we've got this, we've got that, I've got to go home, do laundry, whatever the deal happens to be. So you might enjoy your time while you're out on the trails and stuff for maybe an hour or two or whatever it is, but you're not fully disconnected from your everyday life. You still have a tether attached. And so Sedona, so for those of you that don't live out here in Arizona, Phoenix to Sedona, it just depends on where you live out here, but figure it's anywhere from an hour and a half to 2 hours, depending on your location, north of Phoenix. And but the thing is, to go up there's a little bit of planning involved too, with the drive time and then the hike time and then driving back down and so forth. So when you're up there, you're allotting yourself time to just enjoy the surroundings, enjoy the hike, just you're becoming more mindful. And that's the whole goal, is just to get people out of their routine, away from the home base, and just someplace where they're not really going to be affected. Because if you have a lot on your plate to do, or it's like, oh, you're going hiking on this day, and then it comes across that, well, how long is the hike going to be? Because I got to get back by 5 or whatever. And 9 times out of 10, you're probably not going to go up that way, just because your mind's just going to be still attached to, how long things are going, we got to drive down, everything else. So, when you go up that way, you set time aside for it, and it might not be an overnight trip or anything like that, but nonetheless, it's still a great, great drive up and so forth. So going forward with my hiking groups, I don't know if I'll run too many of them down here in the Phoenix area, just because of that attachment. And stuff. And my goal is as well, at a certain point here, over the next, figure 6 months, maybe thereabouts, whatever, is to relocate up in Sedona, just because I feel at home up there. I'm relaxed, I'm comfortable. Sedona for me is a very motherly energy. So if you get into the energies and all that fun stuff, you kind of know what I'm talking about. But it's just, for me, it's home, literally. So, that's in part too, the other reason why I'm starting to run my groups up there, every so often and stuff. It might be every other month, it might be once a month, right now. It just depends and stuff. So, I had a little me time too on Saturday, and it was nice. The vortex spot that I sat up there. Now in the morning there was, some was a handful of people up there. It wasn't overly crowded or anything like that, but there's before I got warm, there's some people there. So you didn't have complete didn't have the area to yourself. And when I got back over there, left, came back, and from like 1 in the afternoon till 3 in the afternoon, roughly, I had that whole vortex spot to myself, and it was just amazing. To just have that panoramic view. And if you go on to my Instagram and you look at a couple of the most recent photos on there where you see Sedona and stuff, there's one panoramic view that was, a shot that was taken a little bit further back. So it kind of gives you a little bit better idea of the scope of, what the view is when you're there. And so anyways, when I was there, I meditated. I went through my Qigong routine and, sat and did meditation, for all about an hour, and then went through some Muay Thai movement and so forth, and then just filmed some content and stuff. But the thing is, and I had some spots too where I just kind of sat up there and just admired, the scenery and everything like that. And it was just beautiful, and it was just relaxing and soothing. And I really needed it that day. And why I say that is, I'm going to touch on a little other thing here too, is that, so I've been to Sedona numerous times, and on the ride up and everything like that, I on the freeway or highway, you feel better. Your mind gets in a different spot because you know where you're going and so forth. And then when you get to Sedona, you see the mountains and stuff. It's your first time there. You're just like, oh my God, it's just very kind of, it's awe-inspiring. And, whether you feel the energy or not is a moot point for the most part. Visually, you're just in an amazing place. So you're going to have a great time, even if you don't pick up on the energy of Sedona and stuff. But anyways, for me, on this day, when I got pulled in, or when I started driving into Sedona, and as soon as I saw the mountains off in the not so far distance, emotionally I just got like smacked with a wave, and I couldn't figure out what was going on, because that's never happened to me like that going there before. Normally I go there, I feel great about myself, and you just recharge and so forth, and it's like, oh, I love it here, and da da da, and boom, back home you go. But yeah, on this day in the morning, it was just that wave of emotion just smacked me out of nowhere, and I couldn't quite place my finger on it, where it was coming from and everything else. And I'm like, oh my God, I got a hiking session that I gotta lead and this and that. And it just really kind of changed my mindset, not in a negative way, but it just brought up a lot of stuff that a lot of emotion, a lot of feeling that I didn't realize was bottled up. And that's what it was, come to find out, was that I just had a lot of, like I said, those emotions, energies and stuff that were backlogged. And because of how I react with Sedona, when I'm there or near there, it just, the floodgates opened. And everything just kind of released because I'm able to relax and stuff there. So, for a place like Sedona, and there's probably other places around the globe like it that might affect people the same way and stuff and everything. But, for a place like Sedona to really affect you in that way is very profound. Because I know not a lot, everybody kind of believes in chi and, vortexes and chakras and all that stuff. And that's fine. I mean, it's when you can't, with that stuff, you don't have physical proof of it. And, so that's where the, well, if I can't, see it or feel it, or I should say see it or touch it or whatever, it must not exist. And, so it's just one of those things you have to experience for yourself. But in order to experience a lot of that stuff, you do have to open yourself up more, and you have to become more aware, of your surroundings and so forth. And, I think a lot of people right now aren't to that point yet. And again, it doesn't mean that if you go up there, you're going to have a bad time in Sedona and stuff, because again, the scenery in itself is beautiful. And you might be affected in a positive way by some of the energies up there, and you might not even know it or feel it. It's like with the vortex. Some people will be overwhelmed with the energy in the vortex, and some people can go there and not feel a thing. So it just depends on you and where you're at, with your self-growth and everything and stuff as far as opening up. But for me, it's just a draw. I mean, I love smaller communities now, them getting older and everything like that. I mean, I've done the cities thing for quite a while when I lived back in Wisconsin, and then obviously moving out here to Arizona and stuff. And the city, there's a lot to offer, in the cities and stuff like that. But at this stage of my life, I just, something quieter is what I'm looking for, and stuff. And Sedona is a tourist hub, and stuff. And there's a lot of, people that have homes or own homes up there that it's their second or third homes. I mean, they're not there all the time. So, there's that side of Sedona that's very money oriented, I guess, just because, if you can afford a huge house that overlooks and off your back, you have a beautiful panoramic view of a mountain every morning. Well, why not? But if it's just your getaway home and you don't see that every day, to me, it's kind of a waste. But to each their own in that area. But I'm not saying that you have to have that kind of house up there, to appreciate the area and really take in what it's about. I found a house actually today, just kind of like skimming through and looking, and it's a rental and stuff. It was built, I think, in 1984, I believe, and it's on this piece of property just kind of on the outskirts of Sedona, not that far. It's at the end of a road, and I mean, when you look at the house, it's nothing special. I mean, it looks like some Midwestern houses that were built, back in the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s, thereabouts, and stuff like that. So pretty basic. But it's just on a nice, quiet, secluded piece of land, no neighbors around or anything like that. You look off your back patio, you can see some of the mountains in the far distance, but I mean, you just have this beautiful vegetation out the back. And then, you have access to one of the trails there too, right out your back door, and there's horse stalls and everything else and stuff. And surprisingly, something like that you would see and you would think, oh my God, they're going to be charging an arm and a leg for it. But really, it's for what Sedona is and what things do cost home-wise and stuff up there in general. It really isn't that bad. Now, some people might not like living that far out and stuff, but like I said, for where I'm at now, and what I'm looking for myself, I mean, that is just for me, it would be ideal. Just because I just thrive with that peace and quiet. It doesn't mean I'm like anti-people or anything like that. I love people. People can kind of be a headache sometimes. We all can. It's just life. But I love people. But just for myself, one thing I really kind of found a little bit more through all the COVID pandemic stuff and the lockdowns and stuff. I mean, I didn't go stir crazy during the lockdown. It really didn't bother me. Just I think just because I already kind of my mindset's kind of, can adjust to that without an issue. But one thing I discovered about myself is just, with everything going on, this year and stuff, I'm just looking for simpler life. And what does that mean? Living in a tent on a piece of land? That's pretty extreme. So I wouldn't even go there. But it's just being removed away from the hustle and bustle of the city, the negative energies that exist there and stuff like that. And there's positive energies too, but a lot of times the negative outweighs the positive. And with the cities, a lot of people are busy, 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 hustle, 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 There's not really a lot of people that take time to stop and smell the flowers, so to speak. It's go, go, go. It's party, party, party. It's all that. And I've had my fun in the sun. Not that I'm retiring by any means or like, okay, I'm done, but I've had fun with that side. No, I don't mind going out every so often and stuff, but it's not a prime driver of my life anymore. A prime driver of my life is, me sitting on a porch, here drinking my coffee or my tea in the mornings or whatever, either watching the sunset or, playing with my dog Toe outside, meditating outdoors, practicing my Qigong and all that fun stuff. And, for home base, that's really what I'm looking for, coming up here. And, I'm fine with that, and again, everybody's different. Even if I had, let's just put it this way, some of the homes that are up in Sedona, I mean, you go up there, you drive through some of the neighborhoods that aren't gated and stuff like that. I mean, they're nice vacation homes, or people do live up there full time sometimes, so it's, some of those, it's just the homes are nice, in certain areas and stuff like that. And those homes, I mean, nice homes are anywhere from, 500, 600, 700,000 on up to somewhere in this lower seven figures. And I think I've seen a couple that have been in the mid seven figures, if not a little bit more. And yeah, they're nice places, really awesome views. I mean, you're paying for the view most through for most of it and stuff. But the thing is with those homes, is they're so huge, and first of all, I don't know what I would do with like a, 3, 4, 5,000 square foot home, even in Sedona, unless you turn it into a part-time retreat or bed and breakfast or something like that. But, I mean, to me, it's nice. I would just, for the view is the only thing I would want. And, but shelling that out for a view, give me a nice quaint home that's kind of more like a ranch. Where I have lots of property and space around me. And, if I want to have that mountain view in the mornings, I'll drive to one of the vortex spots I can sit and meditate at, or I'll go hiking directly in Sedona and just see that, I know it's always there, so I don't need it in my backyard, even though, in a perfect world, yeah, it's awesome to wake up to that every morning. But, at the same time, it's great not to have that view every single day, I think, and just kind of bring it in, so it feels like new every time and so forth. But I don't know. I mean, I don't have that view off my back patio right now or anything. So, my tune might change if I had that. I might be kind of like, well, okay, no, I love it every day, and so forth. But again, I guess, what I'm getting at here with it and stuff is just, for me, ranch style living is probably where is really where I want to go, with it and stuff like that. And it's just peaceful. You got a lot of land around you. It's quiet and so forth. You might have a lot more critters, but hey, that's all right. I don't know. But anyways, with back to my original thing here and stuff. And yeah, I mean, Sedona is just very, there's a lot of energy that exists up there. And if you open yourself up enough and you allow it, it will purge you, it will heal you and so forth, or help heal you and everything. So I think, bringing people up there for hiking, or a certain type of wellness retreat or whatever. But for right now, it's just hiking and stuff and running people through my Fury and Ice, which is the Qigong and Muay Thai mix, and doing that over on the vortex side, and or one of the other, I mean, there's other vortexes up there and stuff. But anyways, the vortex where I was at and stuff is just, it's just, I can't think of a really, at this point, I can't think of a better place to go back up again and host another event and stuff, which I will be doing here September 19th, I believe, which is a Saturday, and stuff. So should be a little bit cooler up there too, which will be nice and stuff. But But yeah, I mean, if you know, those of you who live here in Arizona, if you haven't been up there, I highly recommend getting to Sedona. You know, if you haven't been up for a while, I would definitely recommend just doing a day trip going up that way. And for those of you know, that live out of the state of Arizona and stuff, depending on what your travel restrictions are and all that stuff with COVID right now, you know, when you get a chance, if you plan a mini trip out this way and stuff, I highly recommend it. You know, it's just a, you know, for your first time out there, it'll be a great place to experience and all that. So, but yeah, so I just wanted to kind of touch base with you guys and kind of give you a little bit of an insight onto how the past weekend went and my thoughts on everything with that and surrounding it and stuff and so forth. But yeah, so you know, if you guys have any questions for me, you know, that I kind of maybe brushed over, you know, that you want to know more about or what happened with this or that and stuff, I'd be more than happy to answer them for you and stuff. So, all right, guys. Well, I'm going to keep this short tonight. So, I hope the rest of your week goes well. Positive thoughts bring lots of energy in, and I will talk to you guys all soon. Have a great evening.